So what have we seen so far? So we saw in the Gemara that there's kimo d'ravine, not only the madam ishim shem chisov, but the madam ishim shem memaynai as well. So Chesa says, Chesa explains Tosus doesn't spell out why it needs explaining, but be that as it may, Tosus says the pshat is that al deimaisa echad bo le'akol. The reason why this came with Rabbi over here, even though a few of them are happening in different through different routes, one is happening through chitzov, one is happening through memaynoi. It's even deeper than that. It's different mechayvim in a way. This is Machayev of Chitzov, this is Machayev of Memoinoi. Nonetheless, Ali Dei Mais Echad Bo Le'akol, that's enough to make it into Filei B'Dravni. Tais doesn't express it, it doesn't address it explicitly. Chayev Tais means also to address the question of the Chiyuvim are not simultaneous. The Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon are not happening at the same time. That's what Ben Rabbi Yechad and Ben Rabbi Shlokesh, as the Rashba points out. The Chiyuv Misa happens when the Eved gets killed. The Chiyuv Mamon happens when the Godesh gets burnt up. Stomatis means to include that as well in what he says, that in this formula, it doesn't matter. The point is not that they're simultaneous. If they were simultaneous, I don't think Tosis would need Dalidei Mais Echad Bo Le'akol. You have Kimul Drabne with two Chiyuvim are simultaneous. You have Kimul Drabne even if it's not one Mais, even when it's not Dalidei Mais Echad. But here, they're not simultaneous. Nonetheless, it's kimli rabni al dei ma'ase echad bo le'akol. The ma'ase is mitzara. The ma'ase mechayev misa is the ma'ase that's mechayev mamon. Okay, so we talked to you yesterday. Tosis needs two nekudas and tosis. First of all, l'man dam isha shumim isha yimishum emaynai. Why is the hadloka even called the ma'ase mechayev? That was one discussion. Why is it even called the ma'ase mechayev? If Yishim Yishim Mamonoi, then the Hadlok is not really the Mechayev. The Hadlok is just the thing that makes it your Mammon, like Tosfos explains in Amud Aleph. How do you get it? Din Mammon, because you lit the fire. But the Mechayev is the fact that you're not watching your Mammon. Like Shor Shehizik, you have a Shor. It's also your Mammon, it's Mazik. What's the Ma'aseh Mechayev? The Ma'aseh Mechayev is not that you bought the Shor. The Ma'aseh Mechayev is that you have a Shor and you didn't watch it. And then it went out and it was Mazik. That's the Ma'aseh Mechayev. So how can Tosfos even call this Ma'aseh Echad Bo Le'akol? What's Ma'aseh Echad? It's two different Ma'asim. The Yishim Shem Chitzov, the killing of the Eved, or the Hitzis Begufi Shel Eved, that's the Ma'aseh Hadloka. The Yishim Shem Emoinoi is the Yishim Shem Emoinoi, the Ma'aseh Mechayev L'chayev is not the Hadloka at all. The Ma'aseh Mechayev, the Hadloka is just the way that you become the Baal Eish. The Ma'aseh Mechayev is later when you let the Eish go out and be Mazik, and you're not Shemir it. So I said yesterday, two halach number one, Chaim Moses says, with Rabbi Kvega. Rabbi Kvega's yisoid, that Kvega reads into Tosfos and Gittin, that there's a svar that anything that's done at a moment when he's chayiv misa, it's kilu osay yachar. Kilu osay yachar, even if it's not the etzim chayiv, even if it's just from the conditions of the chayiv, the tnoi chayiv. Like you stole wine and then you menasach it later. The ma'aseh chayiv is the stealing. The nisach, which is what makes you chayav, which is what just makes you chayav. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "But one opinion in the Gemara, you steal wine and then you're a menasechit. So this kimelid rabbin, you're potter from pain. Why are you potter from pain? When you stole it, there was no. You stole the wine. You picked up the wine. You stole it. There was no chiyav misa. The chiyav misa happened later. B'shas nisach. So Rabbi Kvega says he reads it into Loshon Tosfos and Gittin that the pshat is that since b'shas nisach he's chayav misa. So it's kilu asoy acher. So if somebody else would be menasech v'yai, and then it would be a hezek shen nikri, you could still say reshul chalof anecha. It's only if he's menasech v'yai, the Chazal concept that he can't say reshul chalof anecha. But now there's a chiyuv misa. By hezek shen nikri b'chal, Chazal concept hezek shen nikri, that if you do it b'meisid, it's considered to be meisid hezek, you can't say reshul chalof anecha. But if you did it b'shaygig, or if somebody else did it, then there's no knas, and it's hezek shen nikri, you could still say reshul chalof anecha, like chomis on Pesach. You could say reshul chalof anecha. So here, since you're chayiv misa, it's kilu asoy acher. Since when he's menasech, it is kilu asoy acher. So it's like somebody else was menasech. No, if somebody else were menasech the yain, you could still say hareishul cholof anecha. Nothing to do with the ma'aseh mechayev. The ma'aseh mechayev was the gneiv. We're talking about stam halacha. that anything that's that whenever you chayiv, anything that he does while he's chayiv misa becomes kilo asoy acher. So Rav Chaim Loizer says that's the pshat in Tosfos. That's the pshat in Tosfos says well. And the Maisa Echad Bali HaKoil means, even though the Mandom Ishim Ishim Avoyne, the Maisa Havor is not the Maisa Mechayev. But you need to have it. Because if you don't do the Maisa Havor, then it doesn't become your Ish. And if he's Chayev Misa B'Shasta Havor, then it's Kilo HaSoy Acha. It's like somebody else set the fire. Well, if somebody else set the fire, it's not your Ish. If it's not your Ish, not your Momen, then you have no Chiyuvim later. That's what Chaim Loizer explains Tosfos. And I wanted to suggest a different Shat in Tosfos. That Tosfos means that even though that when you light the fire, it's not stam that it becomes your ish, like a halacha, you know, you buy a shor, it becomes your shor. You light a fire, it becomes your fire. That's not the shot. We said earlier. Shot is rather, lighting a fire is a maisa mazik davar. You don't have to actually light the fire, it could be kaifu kavosif ne'adlek. Lighting the fire is called the maisa, is a maisa mazik davar. And the result of doing the maisa mazik davar is you become a chayiv in the achrayas of the ish. So becoming chayiv and achrayas of the ish is a kind of chiyuv moment in which it's shayach to have kimlev d'rabbanan. In other words, I was talking to somebody after shiur yesterday. I want to be masbir to him. What's the difference between this and the case of shor? You know, you go out and you buy a shor, and when you bought the shor, it was kimlev d'rabbanan. 10 years later, the shor is mazik. You wouldn't say, oh, he's potter from the nezik because when he bought the shor, he was chayiv misa. Now, that's probably absurd. So why is it any different over here? Ishim shimoy. That's basically the question that we're addressing. So I said, no, it's not the same. When you buy a shor, the fact that you become chayiv in the shmir of the shor and the achrayas of the shor is not a punishment for buying the shor. You bought a shor, now you have a shor, mazel tov. That, of course, marv nechosim, marv daigil. When you have it nechosim, you have to watch them from being mazel. But it's not that the achrayas that you get to watch the shor, the achrayas that you have to watch the shor, is not somehow like a punishment, a chiyuv momen that's generated in consequence of you having bought the shor. Mashiach, when you light a fire, the fact that it becomes your moment, le'inyin zeh, the yechayiv and the yechayis of the moment, is, so to speak, a punishment for lighting the fire, doing a ma'isa mazik d'havar. Because you need a ma'isa mazik d'havar, you are punished. I don't mean that it's a knas, but it's a chiyuv ha'tayr. But the consequence of you doing a ma'isa mazik d'havar is you become a chayiv to watch the esh, and it becomes your esh, le'inyin, that if it does that you have a chayis for it if it does any damage. So that's an achrayis. That's like a punishment. Again, I'm using the punishment not in the sense of knas, but in the sense of chiyuvei hatayr. It's a punishment for your having lit the fire. Well, if you have kimlev d'rabbanan, when you lit the fire, you chayiv misa when you lit the fire, then you don't get that punishment, and you don't get that chiyuv moment, and mele you have no achrayis, and you put the later. And kach, that's one issue. But the other issue with Tosfos is, no, the first issue with Tosfos is, why is the Maisa Avara called the Maisa Mechayev, Lemando Omar, Isha Mishim Amayim? So that we just talked about. Then there's a second thing in Tosfos, which is that it says in Tosfos, Chiddush Din Kim Levi Drahmin, that we have two Chiyuvim that happen at different times, but they happen through a Maisa Echad, Alide Maisa Echad Bole Echad, this Kim Levi Drahmin. That creates Kim Levi Drahmin, even though, again, in time, Chiyuv Misa, Chiyuv Moment, they don't happen at the same time. It doesn't matter. Alide Maisa Echad Bole Echad, that combines. That puts the two things together, and we get Kimle B'Drabmini. So Shari Melech has, this is yesterday's issue. Shari Melech has, it's against the Gemara Ksuvas. The Gemara Ksuvas talks about Zorach Chais Mitchilas Dalad, the slave Dalad, Vekor Shirai, and Bali Chosser. And the have over the Kimle B'Drabmini. And the Gemara says, and the Rebbe Avin says, yes, Kimle B'Drabmini, you put it from Kriya Shirai. And the Gemara says, why is it any different than going of Chelvoi Shil Chaveri? When you pick up the Chelev, you become Chayev Momen, and when you eat the Chelev, you become Chayev Chorus, and there's no Kimle B'Drabmini. Because they're not simultaneous. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? What do you mean? What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara should have answered, by Zorach Chayitz, Alidei Maisa Echad Bolei Hakol. It's one Maisa Shrika, that's Mechayiv everything. By the case of Chelvei Shal Chaveri, the Maisa Mechayiv is, it's not one Maisa, it's Mechayiv Hakol. It's two different Maisa. The Hagbo and the Achil. Like, what's the Gemara's Kasher B'Chal? The Gemara says other Tirutz. Yesh Lakir B'Lei Hanocha, there it's Yitzboi Gochon V'Ochil. Or here it's the Motzi Ladure, and by Tchelev it's Motzi Ladure. Why didn't the Gemara say the Chiluk the Tosfos says? The Gemara doesn't seem to think that helps. So I said yesterday, I want to tweak it a little bit. I think the answer is that Tosfos held. Tosfos had a different shot in that Gemara. What's going on in that Gemara? You have Zorach Chayitz Mitchilas Dalad L'Seif Dalad. The Hashkofa Rishoyim. What is the Maisa Mechayev? The Mechayev is the Hanocha. The Gemara initially thought the mechayev, the ma'isa ha-mechayev is the hanach. When you zorachetz, you're doing a ma'isa kira, and you're doing a ma'isa hanach. Because when the thing lands, when the chetz lands, that's your ma'isa too. Happened because that happens a few seconds later, but that's your ma'isa. The ma'isa mechayev is the hanach. So b'pshutoy, the ma'isa mechayev for chil Shabbos is the hanach. So the Gemara's question is, okay, so then the ma'isa, the misa, the chiyah, the ma'isa that's mechayev misa is the hanach. So why is the kimah derived? That's exactly like chaylev and truma. That's exactly like chaylev. You pick up the chaylev, that's the ma'isa mechayev mamon. You eat the chaylev, that's the ma'isa mechayev kars. So here also, you tear the shirayim, that's the ma'isa mechayev mamon. But you do the hanocha, that's the ma'isa mechayev misa. So what's the difference? Yes, the Gemara. The Gemara's teretz, the two teretz in the Gemara, the Yeshla Kirbele Anocha, or that it's Leimotzi Ladure, both teretzim, the import of both teretzim, Taisus held, that these are svaras, they're not independent svaras, they're not just, these are svaras to explain why the Akira is also part of the Ma'isa Mechayev. Even though at first it appears to the Gemara that the Ma'isa Mechayev is the Anocha, because I'm doing the Anocha too, the Anocha is, so the Ma'isa Mechayev is the Anocha. So the Gemara says no. The Akira is also part of the Ma'isa Mechayev. The Gemara says two sources. Number one, the Efshel Akira B'lei Anoch. The Hanoch is not enough to be Mechayev. You need to have an Akira also. You can't do the Hanoch without a Ma'isa Akira. You can't. In order to have the Hanoch, you know, it won't come down if it didn't go up. So in order to do the Hanoch, you have to have a Ma'isa Akira. And for that matter, the Kriyas HaShiraim also, to tear the Shiraim, you have to have an Akira. You have to have a Zrikas Achayev. So therefore, the Akira is also part of the Maisa. The Akira is also part of the Maisa. Then Alidei Maisa Echad Bolata. That's good for what the Gemara means. He said that the Svar of the Efshel Akira B'lei Anocha is a way to demonstrate that the Akira is also part of the Maisa Mechayev. Mashenke Mechayev, picking up the Chayev, is not part of the Maisa Mechayev at all. You buy Gochen Vachel, you don't have to pick it up at all in order to eat the Chayev. So it's not considered to be part of the Maisa Mechayev. That's the first answer of the Gemara. Where's another answer? I think that shot in that answer is, and we're saying even more. Not only is the Akira part of the Ma'isa Mechayev, the Akira is the whole Ma'isa Mechayev, because later he's on us. Later on, it's irretrievable, so he can't even stop himself. So he can't say he's Chayev for the Hanocha. The Ma'isa Mechayev can't be the Hanocha. The Ma'isa Mechayev must be the Akira. Mashenkin by Chayev. Nafkimina by Ma'aved Al Ramas, where he could retrieve it. So, in other words, the difference between the two Tirutz and the Gemara is the first answer of the Gemara, Yevshel Akira B'lei Anocha, is to show that the Ma'isa Akira is also part of the Ma'isa Mechayev. So the Ma'isa Anocha is part of the Ma'isa Mechayev too, but also the Akira is part of the Ma'isa Mechayev. So at least the Mis and the Mamet have in common part of the Ma'isa Mechayev. The Ma'isa Mechayev, by Zrikas Chetz, is not only the Hanocha, not only the Prius Hashirai, it's also the Akira, because you can't do without it. So that's also part of the Ma'isa Anocha. So therefore, that part, the Mis and Mamet have in common. They both need the Akira. So there's a Ma'isa Echad Bolei Akol. And the second Svar of the Gemara is that that's not enough. It's not enough for the Akira to also be part of the Ma'isa Mechayev. We need it for it to be the whole Ma'isa Mechayev. Says the Gemara, yeah, because Le'matzi La'Dorit. That makes the Akira the whole Ma'isa Mechayev. But Ben Kach, these are Svaris to show that despite the appearance, that appearance is notwithstanding, even though it would seem that the Ma'isa Mechayev is the Hanocha, but it's not true. I mean, it would seem that the Ma'isa Mechayev is only the Hanocha, because that's the thing that's Mechayev Yumiso, but it's not true. The Akira is either also part of the Ma'isa Mechayev, or in the second version, the whole Ma'isa Mechayev. So therefore, that makes it, that's the Pshat Nagamar, but it's all ways to get to the Akira being the Ma'isa Mechayev, so that we can then say, Alidei Ma'isa Echad Bolei Akol. If a Taisus holds that in Agamara, the specific svaras of Leimotzi Laduri doesn't apply because you could put the fire out. Like the Rashba points out, it's not Leimotzi Laduri, you set the fire, you could put it out. Maybe you could put it out. Emes is Mukhuf, you could put it out because Taisus says that it's that by the time it gets to the Gedi, it's Kol Lechitzov. If it's Kol Lechitzov, why are you Chayah? It must be that you could have been Goyder. It's Mukhuf, you could be Goyder. You could stop the fire from spreading. So the particular svar of Leimotzi Laduri, maybe in Agamar, is really not applicable. You're not committed as soon as you light the fire that now it's out of your control. And the particular svar of Yeshua Akira B'lei Anocha also maybe doesn't apply in Agamar. Like the Rashba says, You don't have to burn up the Gaddish in order to burn up the Eved. You don't have to burn up the Eved in order to burn up the Gaddish. So the particular strategies that the Gemara over there uses in order to show that here is part of the Ma'aseh Mechayev, or maybe the whole Ma'aseh Mechayev, you're right, the Rashba's right, you don't have them in Agamar. But Tosfos holds in Agamar you don't need them, because in Agamar it's poshut the Ma'aseh Avor is the Ma'aseh Mechayev. Without any svaros, it's poshut that the chiyuv is ubir, the chiyuv is for the ma'aseh avor. Here we don't need any svaros to show that the chiyuv is for the ma'aseh avor. The chadom poshut. What are you chayiv for? What makes it your chetz? The ma'aseh avor. That's what makes it into your. Otherwise, it's not memoyle. Otherwise, the eish is nothing. It's not mikach kosel. It's not memoyle. The ma'aseh avor is the thing that's mechayiv. Right. It says Perish and Torah, Amav Yisaber, Shalom Yishalom, Amav Yisaber. So here we know the chiyuv for the Havar. So who cares if you have the Svaros? The Svaros over there, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but the Gemara's Svaros and Ksuvos are ways to rehabilitate the Akira. Because Bashkof Rishon, it looks like the Hanoch is the Maisim Machai. I did a Hanoch as a Chetz. So the Chetz and now the Chetz lands and now Chayim Yisuf and Chil Shabbos. I did the Hanoch as a Chetz. No, so the Hanoch is the Maisim Machai. So there we need special svaros to rehabilitate that the Akira is the Ma'aseh Mechayev. Because that's when I become committed, or because the Yeshalah Anocha Vole Akira, so it's also part of the Ma'aseh Mechayev. Those particular svaros don't happen there, you don't have over here, but here I don't need to rehabilitate the Havara and make it into the Ma'aseh Mechayev. Of course the Havara is the Ma'aseh Mechayev. The Torah says, Hamavir Sabeir, the Chiyuv is for being matter. So Me'otai says, Dovah Poshit, Alei Ma'aseh Vole Akira. The Emes and Talmud HaRashba, the Talmud HaRashba holds like Tosfos, that there's no problem of the two things not being simultaneous. And the Talmud HaRashba says, because it's like Zorach Chetz. So, Hashkafer Shana, what do you mean it's like Zorach Chetz? It's not like Zorach Chetz. That's what the Rashba says. It's not like Zorach Chetz. The particular svaros that you have by Zorach Chetz, you don't have over here. Teres says, I don't need it. Those svaros, there's ways to get that the Akir is the Ma'aseh Mechayev. Here it's Poshet the Davar is the Ma'aseh Mechayev. Because what happens later is not my mice. Maybe we need to ask something. One second. At least according to Rehoch, the Bishim Shem Chitzo. So just like the Gemara over there, the Avamino, the Ma'aseh Mechayev is the Hanocha, not the Akira. So why don't I say over here, the Eish is the Ma'aseh Mechayev is not the Hadlaka, it's the burning up of the Gaddish. When the Eish reaches the Gaddish and burns it up. Just like the Gemara over there is the Avamino, that the Ma'aseh Mechayev is not the Akira, the Ma'aseh Mechayev is the Hanocha. And we need special svaras to rehabilitate that the Akir is part of the Ma'aseh Mechayev. So why don't I say the same thing over here? The Eish is just a chetz, according to Rechon. So maybe the Ma'aseh Mechayev is not when you light the fire. The Ma'aseh Mechayev is when the fire reaches its destination and burns the thing up. And you want to make the Ma'aseh Avara, which is like the Zrika, you want to make that into the Ma'aseh Mechayev. You need the special svaras. And you don't have the special svaras. I think it's not the same. Not the same. The Eish is really not a chiddush. Islamic kaicha kozel. It's a chiddush din that the Torah said that when it says shalom yishalom amaver severo, the Torah said that it has a din of a chetz. What gives the din of a chetz is the ma'aseh avor. Without the ma'aseh avor, it wouldn't have a din of a chetz. So it's still in all the ma'aseh avor is the ma'aseh mechayev. Just like the mandor ishim shem emayna. What makes it your moment is the ma'aseh avor. So the mandor ishim shem chitzo also what makes it your chetz is the ma'aseh avor. So it's a double push that the ma'aseh avor is the ma'aseh mechayev. Okay, that's Kapitosis. Now, the Rashba, let's go back to the Rashba. The Rashba asks, Taka Esther, that is not simultaneous. He starts off in Rav Yochanan, Yimadik the Godish, then the Eved dies. It's not simultaneous. The Godish came first, then came the Eved, then the Eved died. Where's the cumulative drama in it? Later he has the Vishlokish, the other way around. Yom Pesach is begufa shel Eved, so then the Misa came first. The Rashba doesn't answer like Tosis. Apparently the Rashba doesn't have that yisod, that Alidei Maisechet Bolei Apel. I suppose they have to be simultaneous. So I think v'mamakim, what's the machlekes revolves around how to understand the Gemara in Ksuvos. What's the vort of Zorachetz? Tosis learns, like I said, that the vort of Zorachetz, all the svaros over there, that Yeshlakir v'lehanocha, Yeshlanocha v'lehakira, or Loy Matsiladure, those are all svaros to make it that the Akira is the Maisa Machai. Here, Avadilavar is the Maisa Machai. So shut, open and shut. The Rashba learned different shot in the Ksuvos. The Rashba learned that the Gemara over there is not saying that the Akira is the Maisa Machai. In fact, that's irrelevant according to the Rashba. The Kimli, the Rabbanei, it doesn't matter to me. It wouldn't help that the two things share a Maisa Machai. Kimli Rabbanei has to be simultaneous. He has to be chayat misa at the time that he's being his chayat mamon. So what's the svara? What's the svara of a kir tzarech hanocha? The Rashba learns what's the svara of leimatziladure and the yefshel hanocha v'leakira. I think akochav the Rashba learned that those are svaras to say that when he did the akira, he was already in the process of becoming chayat of becoming chayat misa. The lashon of the Rashba over there in Ksuvos is that from the time that he said that he did the akira, it's aschelulah malocha. I think he says the malocha started. The lashon of the Ramban, and I think the Ramban is a pesach over here. The lashon of the Ramban during Ksuvos is that from the time of the akira, he's holach lomos. It's a whole different word than Texas. I just learned the word of Akir Tzarech Hanocha, Yesh Lakir Vlei Hanocha, and Leimat Sladuri, those are all svaras that the Akir is the Mais and the Chayav. So Taisa saw that Gemara, and he said, oh, you see that if you have one Mais and the Chayav, that's the Kimeli Drabine. The Rashba had no such Gemara. Because I think the Rashba learned out there, the Ramban, that the Gemara over there, that Mais Echad Bolei Akol doesn't do it, is nothing. That doesn't do anything. It has to be simultaneous. When he has the chiyuv mamon, when he gets the chiyuv mamon, he has to be a holach lomos. The Gemara initially thought that he's only a holach lomos by the hanocha. That's when he's holach lomos, because that's when he becomes chayav misa. And the Gemara says, no, Rav Avin's mechadesh akir tzarech hanocha, that from Mishasti akir, he's already a holach lomos. Why is he already a holach lomos? Either according to the first lashon, because yesh lakir b'lei hanocha, yesh lanocha b'lei akira. So therefore, the Akira is already a necessary hakadoma to the Chiyuv Misa. So that's already called that he's engaged in being Heilich Lomas. He's doing the things that he needs to do in order to get the Chiyuv Misa. So that makes him into a Heilich Lomas. And the second version holds that it has to be more. You need Leimotzi Ladur. That from this point and forward, he's already doomed. He's already Heilich Lomas. That's it. He's Leimotzi Ladur. So he's a Heilich Lomas. He's now engaged in the process of being Heilich Lomos. Eilu, the Rashba holds that here you don't have any of that. Here you don't have over here the Leimotzi Ladure, and you don't have over here the Eshel Akir B'Loy Akira. You don't have those svaros. So here when he says the fire, he's not a Heilich Lomos. It's not retrievable, and he didn't need to do this. The Sheref is Agolish in order to do the said that the Harigas have it. So he's not a Heilich Lomos. So Fetter Ashba, so why is it called Kimli Rabbanei? I think there's buried under here is the Yisoidistik of Machlaikas and how to understand Kimli Rabbanei. At least this kind of Kimli Rabbanei by Zohar Chetz. Taisa tells the Kimli Rabbanei of Zohar Chetz is the Kimli Rabbanei that Tarei Maisei Echad Bolei Akar. And the Gemara in Ksuvos is explaining why the Akira is part of the Maisei Mechayev, and here it's Poshut that the Avar is the Maisei Mechayev. And the Rashba has a different chapter in the Akira Tzarech in the Gemara over there of Akira Tzarech Hanocha. There's no such thing as Alei Maisei Echad Bolei Akar. I need that B'shas the Chiyuv Mamon, he's a Heilich Lomos. The Gemara over there has svaros, why from the Akira he's already a Heilich Lomos. And those svaros don't apply over here. So over here he's not a Heilich Lomos, right there. So the Rashba is, so it's not simultaneous. And I want to show you, I think Taisla Shitosim, and you'll see from here that there's Raglaim was on it, that there's such a machaikas in the Gemara Ksuvas. The Gemara in Ksuvas asks, I don't know where they begin. The Gemara asks in Avin, what's the difference between Avin's case of Zorah Chayitz and the case of Trumo, where you picked up, not Trumo, we picked the case of Chaylev, where you picked up Chaylev and you ate it. The same way, Akir Tzarech Hanocha, so why don't I say the picking up the Chaylev is the Tzarech of the Akhil? And it's to answer that question, the Gemara says these two versions, either here is the Efshel Akira B'lei Hanocha, the Efshel Hanocha B'lei Akira, but by Chaylev, not the Efshel Akhila B'lei Hagbah, you can bend down and eat it without Hagbah. Or the Gemara says a different Eretz, here it's Lei Motzi L'Aduri, by Chaylev it's still, you could pick the Chaylev up and put it down, so it's Motzi L'Aduri. That's the Gemara. So Taisus over there says that the Gemara really, when the Gemara is explaining why by Truma, it's you don't say Li Efshel Hanocha B'lei Akira, you don't say Yeshua Achila Blei Agua because you could eat it off the floor. The Taisa says, but Emes Gemara could have said a different thing. You don't need the Hagbah because somebody else could pick it up for you. So you see, the Hagbah is not really necessary. So you see, Taisa's holds that even if the Hagbah would have been necessary, but it could have been done by somebody else, that would also take away the Akira Tzarech Hanoch. Akir Tzarech Hanocha means you have to do it yourself. And there are all in the Ritva for the Suvas Achila. And they say even something that anything that needs to be done, even if somebody else could do it, is enough to create Akir Tzarech Hanocha. There are all in the Ritva for say over there, Chiddush Din. They say, what if by Chaylev, okay, Gemara says picking up the Chaylev doesn't have to be Rabbanei because you could eat off the floor. But they say, what about a different case? What if somebody took the Chaylev and stuck it in his mouth to a point where he can't spit it back out? So, and then, but he didn't swallow it yet, he's not yet chayav karas. So they say, and there's a few moments, so they say, then there is kimli rabbinet. Because he efshir lahag liachilo beloy hachnosa l'teich piv. But you could eat the truma without picking it up, but you can't eat the truma without putting it in your mouth. So putting it in his mouth already, if when they put it in his mouth, he would have been chayav misa. Let's say at the moment they put it in his mouth, he would have been chayav misa in some other. I'm sorry. So since putting it in his mouth is the chi of mamon, chi of nene, and swallowing it is the chi of karas, and you can't have the chi, you can't swallow it without putting it in your mouth, or having somebody put it in your mouth. So that's called the efshalachilav. What do you mean? Yeah. You can't eat it without putting it in your mouth. You don't have to put it in your mouth yourself. Somebody else could do it for you. Taisa says that's not called the Efshel Hanocha B'lei Akira. Apparently they hold that that's still called the Efshel Hanocha B'lei Akira. That's good enough. It has to be done. Somebody has to put it in your mouth. So putting it in your mouth is already enough to be called the Haschola. Like it's like that, putting it in your mouth to eating it is like Akira to Hanocha. It has all the virtues of Akira to Hanocha. It's Lematz Ladure, and Yeshel Anocha B'lei Akira. It's Yeshel Achila B'lei Anachnas L'Teich Biv. So therefore, there's already Kimli B'drami. Well, Taisus said, Taisus holds no. I have to put it in my mouth. I don't have to put it in my mouth. You could put it in my mouth. So that's not called Akira Tzarech Anocha. What's the Yisoid HaMachlekes? It's a Peferish HaMachlekes. What's the Yisoid HaMachlekes? I think what we're saying, and I can understand it very well. Taisus L'Shitosim. The word of Akira Tzarech Hanocha is that the Akira becomes part of the Maisa Machayev. Since I need the Akira for the Hanocha, the Akira becomes part of the Maisa Machayev. The Gemara thought that the Hagbah should also be part of the Maisa Machayev, because the Yeshua Achila B'lei Hagbah. So the Gemara answer is, no, the Hagbah is not part of the Maisa Machayev, you can eat off the ground. So Taish says, Be'emes, you don't have to come out to that. Even if you couldn't eat off the ground. But since somebody else could do it for you, so that means it's not part of the Maisa Machayev, because if it were part of the Maisa Machayev, you'd have to do it yourself. How could something be part of the Maisa Machayev and you could do it all day somebody else? The fact that somebody else could do it for you shows that it's not part of the Maisa Machayev. So Taisa the Gemara really could have just said that. The Gemara didn't need to come on to Yiboy Goch and Vach. The Gemara could have said, obviously, picking up the Trum is not part, picking up the Chaylev can't be part of the Maisa Machayev. Oh, Haraya, somebody else could pick it up for you. Because Taisa's understanding of Akira Tzarech Hanocha is that it becomes part of the Maisa Machayev. Al Yidai Maisa Echad Bola. The Ritva in the Ra'ah, they hold, I think, like the Ramban, that the word of Akira Tzarech Hanocha is that from this moment he's a Hoylech Lomos. So they say, well, picking it up doesn't make him Dohelech Lomos because he could eat off the floor. But putting it in your mouth, that's already a necessary and irretrievable stage of the Achila. From the moment that the Truma is put into his mouth, he's Dohelech Lomos. What does it matter if he does it, somebody else does it? From that point forward, he's Dohelech Lomos. Because he's already doing the thing that he needs to do, and he needs to do in order to do the Achila. He's doing something which is necessary for the Achila. And I mean, he's at a stage. He's already within the threshold of the things that are necessary for the Achila. From this point forward, he can't retrieve it. So he must ladure. So now he's a Hayloch Lomos. He's in the threshold. He's already in the prosdor of the Misa. I think there you see befeirish these two different havanas in Akir Tzarech Hanoch. Tais understands Akir Tzarech Hanoch that the Akir becomes the Maisa Mechaya. Tais says it only applies things you have to do yourself. If somebody else could do it, then obviously you can't be part of the Maisa Mechaya. And the Roi and the Ritva say that Akir Tzarech Hanoch means you're a Hayloch Lomos. So then it doesn't really matter if it's you're doing it, somebody else doing it. If you reach the point, you're at that threshold of the Misa of Akir Tzarech Hanoch, then you're a Hayloch Lomos. That's what's going on here in the Machlekes. Taisus l'shitosam. Taisus holds that the word of Akir Tzarech Hanoch is alei ma'ase echad bolis. So he says, "Now, Gemara, I don't need the particular svaras of Akir Tzarech Hanoch. Here it's poshut alei ma'ase echad bolis." And the Rashi says, "No, Akir Tzarech Hanoch alei ma'ase echad doesn't matter. That's not the pshat. Akir Tzarech Hanoch nothing to do with alei ma'ase echad. Akir Tzarech Hanoch means he's a hilach lomos. In Agamar, fret the Rashi, he's not a hilach lomos because when he burns the god, he's not yet a hilach lomos. Why is he a hilach lomos?" Doesn't have to burn the gutter. This is not preparatory to burning the Eved. Not necessary for burning the Eved. It's not irretrievable that the Eved's going to get burnt. So he's not a Hayloch Lomos. In fact, they're asking, so why is it Kimla Drabiner? Okay, so that's the Rashi's kasha. The Rashi's kasha is, so it's not. Why is it Kimla Drabiner? The Godish starts with Rechel. The Shefas HaGodesh is Kodam to the Hadlokas, to the Harigas Ev. Maise Echad Ahin, Maise Echad Ahin, who cares about Maise Echad? The Maise is not simultaneous, he's not a Hayloch Lomos. So why over here is the Kimla Drabiner? So Rashba answers that the Chi of Misa that we're talking about, the Chi of Misa that we're talking about, is not the Chi of Misa's based in, which happens later, it's the Chi of Misa of Reidif. The Mishnah said, Hedin, that a Reidif is has Kimla Drabiner. So v'shas shreifas hagodesh. Since at that moment of hadlokas hagodesh, he's a roidif. It's high misa of a pearl. So this came later on the burning of the godesh and the gedi for that matter. And that's pshat in Gemara. That's what my name is Bishlam Rabbi Yechonon. Bishlam Rabbi Yechonon. He set fire to the godesh. He was a roidif. Since he's a roidif, he's potter from the godesh. He's potter from the gedi. Yeah, so the question is, sorry to talk about yesterday. What's Himar Viach? He's only roided for a split second. He's a roided at the second that he sets fire to the Godish. The minute he stops putting fire to the Godish, he is no longer roided. It doesn't matter whether he could put the fire out, can't put the fire out, but he's not a roided anymore because a roided means that you can kill him to save the Nidav. Once he finished setting fire to the Godish, you can't kill him because what's it going to help the Nirdif if you kill him at that point? So he's only right there for the second that he's setting fire to the Godish. But the Chi of Mammon happens later when the Godish finishes burning up. So where's the Kimla Drabiner? And you can't say Aleidei Maisei Echad Bolei Akol because the Rashba doesn't hold from Aleidei Maisei Echad Bolei Akol. If the Rashba held from Aleidei Maisei Echad Bolei Akol, he wouldn't have had this problem in the first place.
Why is that any different than when the Rashi was speaking in Reish Lakish, he says, Tol Shaisa V'Shaisa Kashmir.
Yeah, you're right. That's going to be a problem too. We'll deal with that one second, first separately. You're right, 100%. Do you have the same problem? By Bemesis B'Gufish Leva, the Rashi says also, he's a relative for a second, but the Godish happens, later. The Rashi says that he didn't, the Eved doesn't die till later. But the Eved doesn't die, but he's not a relative anymore. Yeah, we'll have to see. I have to see. So that's the problem with this Rashba. There's a glaring problem. What does Rashba want? Yes, I told you yesterday, Mahalach from Rabbi Chaim. We're not going to use it so much because very sure Mahalach. Rashi says here, even though he's only a Raidif and he says fire to the Gaddish, but what makes him a Raidif, the Maiser Radifa is the whole burning up of the Gaddish, and since that's the Maiser Radifa, so the burning of the Gaddish, which is a Maiser Radifa that's Mechayev Misa, can't be Mechayev him Mama. First of all, Tiras is a Gaddish, what are you going to do with the Gdi? Number two, Rashi is saying that a Maiser Mechayev Mama can't be Mechayev Misa. If the Rashba doesn't hold from that, if the Rashba held that a ma'aseh mechayev mamon can't be mechayev misa, that means a ma'aseh echad bo le'akol, then we didn't need to come out to write it. We could have just said like Tosis that it's one ma'aseh mechayev for the misa based on for the mamon. The whole Rashba is predicated on the fact he doesn't hold that ma'aseh echad is enough. So I know the Rebbe is very shy. I know what to do with Rebbe, but if Chaim Moses says pshat in the Rashba, that the Rashba holds that since at the moment when he sets fire to the Gaddish, which is the Maisa that's Mechayev Momen, he's also Chayev Misa Bepoil, that's enough for Kimle Drachman. Meaning, the Rashba holds the fact that two Maisim happen together, that a Maisa, that Maisa Echad Boloi, that's not enough to make Kimle Drachman. The Kimle Drachman, I need that he should be actually Chayev Misa at the time of the Chayev Momen. It has to be simultaneous. It's not enough that it's one ma'aser, it needs to be simultaneous. But, the Rashba holds, that does not mean that I need that the chiyuv misa bepoyel should be simultaneous with the chiyuv mamon bepoyel. That he should actually become chayuv misa and become chayuv mamon at the same time. That I don't have over here. He's chayuv misa bepoyel when he's at the second that he sets fire to the Gaddish. He's not chayuv mamon bepoyel until the Gaddish burns down. So apparently that's not necessary. It's enough that at the time that he set fire to the Gaddish, which is the Maisa, which is Mechayev Mammon, he was Chayev Misa B'Poyel. Since when he did the Maisa Hadlaka, Maisa Havara, which is the Maisa, which is Mechayev him the Mammon, which that's true, the Maisa that of Hadlaka HaGaddish is the Maisa of Chitzo. That's the Maisa, you're not actually Chayev Mammon till later, but the Maisa Mechayev is the Hadlaka. Rashi also knows that. And at that second, he was actually, in fact, bepoil chayev misas reidif. So, since at the moment when he did the ma'isa mechayev mamon, he was chayev misa bepoil, that's enough to make him oibdu adminu. That's what Chaim Moses says. So I think yesterday I already said in svarah it was hard to understand manashim. If Kimi Rabbanei is enough that you have the Maisim or Mitzdarev, so then that's Tosis. Maisim Mechayim Misa. Ha'yidei Maisim Echad Bo Le'akol, which the Rashba doesn't hold for. Elamai, the Rashba holds, no, the actual Chiyuvim have to be simultaneous. Then you should need that the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon Bepoil should happen at the same time. What's this mix and match? I know it's not enough that the two Mechayim are together. I need to have something Bepoil. But I don't need both Chiyuv and Bepoil to happen at the same time. I need the Chiyuv Misa Bepoil should be simultaneous with the Maisa Mechayev Mom. That seems like a strange kind of compromise. It's not enough that there's one Maisa Mechayev. But I don't go so far as to require that both Chiyuvim should actually be Bepoil be Chal together. As long as at the moment that he did the Maisa Mechayev moment, Halakas HaGadosh, he was also a Roidif and Chayev Misa Bepoil, that's enough to make it into a... That's enough to make it into a accumulated rabbit. What's this? So I was thinking later that maybe, in the light of what I was saying before, maybe we could be mamtikit. That since the Rashba holds like the Ramban, that the getter of accumulated rabbit is that when he's a hoylech lombos, he can't have chiyuv mamon. He can't be mischayev mamon, he's a hoylech lombos. So hoylech lombos depends on the misa of the pile. Meaning, what does it mean, Hoylech Lomos? It means when the Hanukkah happens, he's actually going to be dead. He's going to be Chayim Misa B'Poyel. That's when he's Chayim Misa B'Poyel. And as long as he's doing something which is leading to a Chayim Misa B'Poyel, because I can't say a Hanukkah, for example, so then he's called a Hoylech Lomos. Then he's a Hoylech Lomos. And when he's a Hoylech Lomos, he can't be Mischayim Mamon. So in the Ramban, understands anymore with the Ramban, can't say a Hanukkah. But the whole concept of Hoylech Lomos, by definition, has to do with the Misa B'Poyel. No, there's no such thing as you're a Hoylech to do the Maisa Mechaya Misa. He's a Hoylech Lomos. He's a Hoylech Lomos B'Poyel. You see what I mean by B'Poyel? I don't mean he's actually going to be dead. When he does that, no, he's not dead. We have to take him out and kill him. But that's when he actually gets the Chiyuv Misa. That's when he becomes Chayav Misa. And from the Akir, he's already a Holech Lomus. So you see from the fact that there's a concept of Holech Lomus that the Nekudah, in when we're talking about the Misa of Kim, in Kim Lejavine, when we're talking about the Misa, we're talking about the fact that he's a Holech Lomus. That means that he's being Chayev Misa Bepoel, or he's Holech to be Chayev Misa Bepoel. But then what we then say is a person who's Holech Lomus can't be Mischayev Mamon. The Mischayev Mamon part could be defined by the Maisa Mechayev. You can't do, or you get this exemption. A person who's Holech Lomus becomes exempt from Chiyuv Mamon. Well, if he's exempt from Chiyuv Mamon, then a Maisa Mechayev can't be Mechayev Mamon because he's exempt from Chiyuv Mamon. So that's why it's not symmetrical. Of course, that was the problem in the Rashba. It's not symmetrical. If you look at the Chiyuv Misa B'Poyel, then look at Chiyuv Mamon B'Poyel. If you look at the Maisa Mechayev of Mamon, then look at the Maisa Mechayev of Misa. What's this combination over here? You can't have a Maisa Mechayev Mamon at a time when he's Holech Lomus B'Poyel. The answer is, yeah, it is asymmetrical. That's okay. Because the Havon over here is that a person who's Holech Lomus is now exempt from Chiyuv Mamon. So if he's a Holech Lomus, Holech Lomus is defined by Misa B'Poyel. If he's a Roidif, he's a Holech Lomus. To be a Kir Tzarech Hanoch is a Holech Lomus. Over here we don't have a Kir Tzarech Hanoch because we don't have the conditions for a Kir Tzarech Hanoch, like the Rashba explains. But you see the idea of Holech Lomus. When he's a Roidif, he's a Holech Lomus. For a second. But for that second that he's Holech Lomus, he's exempt from Chiyuv Mamon. If he's exempt from Chiyuv Mamon, then a Maisa HaMechayev Mamon can't work to be Mechayev Mamon because he right now has an exemption of being a Holech Lomus.
Limited to just that second because there's also the
Kedish.
It has to be limited to just the
Maisa.
In that
Maisa. The Maisa HaMechayev Mamon can't be Mechayev Mamon because at that second he has a Ptur.
And therefore that would go continue to the
Kedish. So if the Maisa HaMechayev is not Mechayev him ever. Here. So let's go to the next step. So fine, so now we understand the Rashba, sort of, or at least we understand the Svar of the Rashba. Rashba is Pshatan of Yechonon, when you set fire to the Goddess, you were a Roidif, and since for that second you were a Roidif, he was a Holech Lomus. Since the Holech Lomus, so the Maisa, that Havara that he's doing at that second can't be Mechayev him Mamon. Well, the moment's happening later, but since the Maisa Havara couldn't be Mechayev him, so it can't be Mechayev him later. But the Chiyuv Misa is a Chiyuv Roidif. So Rav Chaim Azir asks, this kasha thing does the Meir Chol says, Rav Chaim Azir doesn't bring tach tzich, but I didn't see the slide. I think I heard their Meir Chesed. But anyway, what's the difference? Rav Chaim Azir asks. So then why can't you say the same thing for Reish Lakish? The whole Gemara is, Bishnam L'Rav Yechanon, he says, fire to the God, she's Chayim Misa, so I understand this Kim Leib Drabine. According to Reish Lakish, it's Isha Mishim Amoinai. There's no Chiyuv Misa if Isha Mishim Amoinai. If his axe kills somebody, he's not Chayav Misa. What do you mean? If the Chiyuv Misa here is not Misa, is based on his Misa of Roidif, so he's a Roidif. He's not less of a Roidif according to Reish Lakish than he is according to Rav Yechonon. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? L'chora in Svara, it's a Dovah Pashat. A person's Roidif after Chaver L'harga. So we're going to kill him to save the nirdav. So say no, but the lumpus, I'm not killing him with the regular. I'm killing him with ishim ishim amayna. So what? We want to save the nirdav. So what? Who cares about the lumpus? So then Reish Lakish should be exactly the same as Rav Yechonon. How do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says it's no good according to Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, we have the whole new case. Hates his begufi shalevet. What was wrong with Rav Yechonon's case? He's madnek as a godish. At Lokas HaGodesh, where at that moment he was a right. If he's a right, then he's potter later from the Chiyuv Mamon.
According to Shlakish, the fire going out and killing is not the person going out. I mean, it's not like the person himself is going to kill the other. It's his shore that's going to do it. So he's not considered a roadie because his shore is chasing
after him. So that Rav Chaim Moshe talks about. Rav Chaim Moshe says maybe you could say maybe you could say that since according to Reish Lakish, he's not really killing himself. He's only killing, meaning he's killing by letting his shor, quote unquote, go and kill the Eved. So maybe there's no right there for you if he's going to kill Ali Degrom. That Chaim Eisen Mechir from Gemara said it's not true. That Roidif is even Ali Degrom. I don't remember. It's at the very beginning of the Simon, it has Reis. I think one of the Reis is from Uber. The Gemara says that Uber, you know, Isha Makasha Leili, the Uber is a Roidif. So, it's Ali Degrom Elchar. And maybe it's other Reis. This is a double posh that he is a Roidif. Then he says, some wanted to say that even though a body has a Nineveh Roidif and you could kill him, but it's not a Roidif that should make a Kimle to Rabbinate. In Yeshiva Sharei, there's a raid like that. That maybe the pshat is that a raidif has two dinim. One is he can kill him for the argus to save the nirduf. And then there's another thing, there's a chiyuv miso. It's the chiyuv miso of the raidif. So maybe if he's a raidif, ali de groma, so you can kill him anyway to save the nirduf. But the chiyuv miso of raidif you don't have, and for the kimel ram, maybe you need the chiyuv miso raidif. Here, if Chaim Eisen rejects this out of hand, he says that the tinsvara doesn't make any sense. If he wouldn't be a roidif, so fine, he wouldn't be a roidif, but there's Gemara that he is a roidif, you could kill him. So the Michalik Alamdur said he is a roidif, but there's no kimul dramine. Chaim Eisen doesn't accept it. Yes, then how do kushul duch? So what's the pshat? Says the Chaim Eisen. That's pshat, the Gemara is totally different. The Gemara doesn't mean that according to Reish Lakish he's not Chayiv Misa, he's not a Roidif. He's a Roidif, according to Reish Lakish he's also a Roidif. The difference is that according to Reish Lakish the Chayiv Mammon is not for the Havaris I've got for setting fire to the Godish. The Chayiv Mammon is later when he's Peshay in the Shmir of his Eish, which is his Mammon, and the Eish burns down the Godish. So therefore, there's no cumulative rabbinate. Not because there's a lack in the Chi of Miso. The Chi of Miso you have according to Reish Lakish as much as according to Rabbi Yochanan. The reason why according to Reish Lakish is no cumulative rabbinate when you set fire to the Godish is because the whole reason why there's cumulative rabbinate according to Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, is because at the moment when he was a Roidif, that's when he did the Maisa HaMechayiv of Mammon. Setting fire to the Godish is the Maisa HaMechayiv of Mammon. But when it comes to Manda Omar, according to Reish Lakish, that Isha Mishim Mimoinoi, then setting fire to the Godish is not the Maisa Machayev Mammon. It's just like it's like buying the shor that then went out and he was Chayev Misa when he bought the shor. The Rashba held that's not Kimli Rabbinit. In other words, Chayev Misa speaks this all out. That the Rashba doesn't hold from Rabbi Kvegas far. The Rashba doesn't hold that he can have that if he was Chayev Misa, it's Kilo Asoy Acher. The Rashba holds that just like if you buy a shor and he was chayav misa when he bought the shor and later the shor is mazik, you have to pay for the hezek hashor. There's no kimli rabbinate. So the Rashbel, the same thing is true of Lamad Omer Yishim Mishim Amoinah. Even though he was a roidif when he set fire to the Godish, he was a roidif when he set fire to the Godish. But the hadlokas haGodish is not the maisa machayav mammon. The maisa machayav mammon is not watching the age later as it burns down the Godish, like not watching your shor later as it gores things. So the male is no kimli rabbinate. That's what Chaim Moshe Cheshem says. So Chaim Moshe Cheshem says that Rabbi Kvega, we had this deal. We grappled with this in Tosfos from the other side. Tosfos says that the Maisa Echad Bolei Akol Ibn Reish Lakish, that the Maisa Havara is the Maisa Mechayev Mammon. And we grappled with it. Why is it different than the Shor? We said either with Rabbi Kvega, or I said a different shot, that it's a punishment. The fact that you become chayiv in the achrayis of Eish is a punishment, so to speak, for doing the maisa avara. So there's kimli rabbinah on the chiyuv achrayis itself. Whatever the havana is, whatever the pshat and tosis is, the Rashba doesn't hold from it. And the Rashba taka holds that the mandam ishim ishim amaynoi, the maisa avara sagodish is not the maisa mechayiv mammon. The maisa mechayiv mammon is later not watching the Eish as it burns. And therefore, there's no kimli rabbinah. That's pshat in the Gemara. That's why it's good for Rav Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he could see this kimli rabbinah and not according to Reish Lakish. Very geschmack. And Chayes Mamash is very, very strong. The Cheshbon and the Rashba is very strong. So it comes out now a new Chayes to come a Chayes from Chayes and the Rashba. Chayes holds that even when Adam Yishim Hashem Elayin, the Maisa Mechayev is the Maisa Abar. And that the Rashba you see holds not the way. That according to the Madom Yishim Hashem Emoni, the Maisa Mechayiv not the Avaris HaGodesh, it's what the Godesh goes and burns on later on. There's one problem, though, which is, it's beautiful. It's all beautiful, but how does it fit into the Lashon HaGemara? When the Gemara asked the question, it's a Bishnah with Rabbi Yochanan, so we understand this Kimli Rabbanei when you burn down the Gadosh, but according to Reish Lakish, it's not Kimli Rabbanei, so what does the Gemara say? According to Chaim Eshelchai, what the Gemara should say is, according to Reish Lakish, yeah, there is a Chiyav Misa, but there's no Chiyav Mammon, because the Chiyav Mammon is later, so where's the Kimli Rabbanei? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that according to Reish Lakish, no Chiyav Misa, because he Lukotu Torah Avdei Achanami Delay Machai, that there's no Chiyav Misa, because it's like your ox killed somebody. What do you mean? There is a Chiyav Misa, he's a writer. There's a different problem, that it's not simultaneous, because according to Reish Lakish, the Chiyav Mammon happens later. Hard to understand with the Lashon of the Gemara. So I think we have to say, according to Chaim Ezer, and the Chaim Ezer, I think, is Chayim Muchach in the Gemara. I think what we have to say, for according to Chaim Ezer, is that the Gemara means like this. The Gemara means that according to Yochanan, you're right there, so this came with Rabbi B'Shas HaAvara. But according to Reish Lakish, the Chiyav is for later. So it can't be because he's a right. Elamai, maybe it could be as Mises Basin. Mises Basin you don't have because he's the Tzkili, Tzkilu, Kotel Tarab. Like the Gemara is coming, the Gemara is already a step after. Gemara takes for granted that according to Reish Lakish you can't use Raidiv. Gemara saying, yeah, but what about Mrs. Basin? Gemara saying, no, there is no Mrs. Basin by way if his age kill if his mom and kill somebody. Yeah, since one last, let's finish off the Rashba. I know it's a lot. Maybe I'll give a little bit of data to digest everything, but I have it all written out already, so I'll put it up and go to it. The Rashba then turns around and says, okay, fine, so definitely we're good. Now we go, so what does the Gemara say for Reish Lakish? Hitzis begufi shalevin. Right, the Rashba, hitzis begufi shalevin, why does that help? It's still not simultaneous. Because the hitzis begufi shalevin, the Misa comes first, and then the Godish gets burned up later. So by the way, what do we gain? We need simultaneous. The Rashba answer is that it's talking about where the Eved didn't die until after the Kodesh finished burning. So there's a problem. You've already pointed out. So what happened over here exactly? He set fire to the Eved, but the Eved didn't die yet. So the Eved is sitting there being the fire pit. And meanwhile, the Kodesh is getting burnt up and the Gdi is getting burnt up. And it's simultaneous because he's already. The Rashba is finished. We're still going with Reddit. What do you mean? What Reidif? A second that he said fire to the Eved, he was a Reidif. But afterwards, he's not a Reidif anymore. The Eved may not be dead, but he's not a Reidif anymore. What's it going to help to kill him? The Eved's already a... So where's this? So again, it's not simultaneous. Baruch Berovi is not going to help. I'm not going to go into it. Baruch Berovi doesn't help. Baruch Berovi is talking about Kol Zman that the Godish is burning, that's part of the Reidif, and it's the Maisa Machayim Misa, not Machayim Mammon. What does that have to do over here? The Eved's burning up is not the Maisa Machayim Mammon, it's the Maisa Machayim Misa. It's not. Baruch Berovi is not going to. In case anybody was wondering, Baruch Berovi is not going to. Yes, Harvard Shah. So they grapple. The Olam grapples with this problem. What's Pshat on the Rashba? So I thought that the Pshat and the Rashba must be, and afterwards I saw Rav Chaim Eliezer, the Reb Mizo actually said it, that the Rashba doesn't mean that he set fire to the Eved and then he walked away, and meanwhile the Eved is burning up over there. It means he was continuing to be Metzis in the Eved the whole time. And I saw Rav Chaim Eliezer, B'Soich HaDvarim, when he gets to this part of the Rashba, he just mavliya, he says that he was Metzis Vayelch. But I just don't understand that. Okay, so if that's the case, that he's being Metzis V'Holach the whole time, so what do you have to come out to write? It's clear in the Rashba, he's still going with Reidiv. If he's being Metzis V'Holach the whole time, so typically that's Mrs. Basin. He's being hurrying him the whole time, so he's Chayim Mrs. Basin the whole time. So why do you have to come out there? Why does Rashba have to come out to Reidiv? So I think the Pshat is Poshet. Mrs. Basin is not Shaiach's children. Mrs. Basin is 1 second. You know, when he's... There's a certain point where the Eved is not going to die, then you reach the point where the Eved is going to die. Once you reach the point that he was made just enough that the Eved is going to die, at that second he's high in Mrs. Space, and then after that it's overkill. You're literally overkill. So there's only 1 second in Mrs. Space, then. It can't be a Dover Hanimshach. In Reidiv, maybe it could. In Reidiv, even if, let's say, as soon as he was Meitzis in the Eved, so now the Eved is, the Eved's in the back, but if he's Meitzis V'Holach, his Kol HaZman is Mekarevus Misosu. So the Mises based in, we passed in the, that's the Gemara in Stenhevus HaMches, and then at the end of the Perek, Mekarevus Misosu, we passed in Zachai Mises based in. But it could be for Reidiv, he's still a Reidiv. But that's not supposed to, that's the Chor HaToli in the Din of Reidiv as a Trefa. That's in the Chayim. Rav Chaim Reiser, in the beginning of the Siman, which I didn't send to you in WhatsApp, that's the beginning of the Siman. I didn't think it was relevant to the Sugya. Rav Chaim Reiser talks about Reidif Achar HaTrefer if he has an Reidif. Can you kill somebody's Reidif Achar HaTrefer? But it could be, it's a Nidim Lechayim. So let's say that you could. That's called a Reidif. So maybe let's put on the Rashba over here. I don't know why Rav Chaim Reiser doesn't make this particular connection. To be Meitzis V'Holach in Reidif, in Reidif, you could have a Reidif that's a continuous Reidif. Because he's right, if the first second. Or maybe you could say it opposite way also. So maybe that's why Chaim Meisel didn't make this connection. Maybe you could say it opposite way. But the first way I'm saying it is, the second he starts to be Meitzis Begufish Elevet, that's when he's Chayav Mitzvah based. It can't be a Dover Nimshach. But in a right, if it could be a Dover Nimshach, because Kol HaZman is being the Karavis Misos, he's making him die faster and faster. So in Meili, he's a right of the whole time. So the whole time the Goddess is burning, he's also being Meitzis in the Eved. That's what it means. That's the point of the Rashba. That's what the Gemara means. Because Meitzis Begufish Elevet. So Meili simultaneous. Maybe you can say it a little bit differently. Maybe the case is when he first was Meitzis in the Eved, maybe the Eved was not going to die. Maybe the Eved was not going to die. But he's called. He has to be Meitzis. Let's say it takes 5 minutes for him to be Meitzis to Eved enough that the Eved's going to die. So Meitzis basically only half at the end. But Reidif maybe is the whole time. Because the whole time he's trying to be Meitzis to Eved more and more, so the whole time he's running after the Eved to kill him. Maybe that's why from Pasha, that's why Chaim Moshe didn't connect it to Trefa. Chaim Moshe should have said, when he said he's Meitzis Vailuch, he should have said, at the beginning of the Siman I was talking about the Reidif Achar Trefa. I don't need that. He's not Reidif Achar Trefa. Maybe Reidif Achar Trefa is not a Reidif. But here he's a Reidif the whole time because he's been Meitzis in the Eved, and that's not enough. Meitzis in the Eved, not enough. Even though the Eved is Kofus, but maybe somehow it's not enough. But he's Meitzis Vailuch till. I don't exactly see or what it looks like in real life, but he's Meitzis V'Holach the whole time till eventually he's Meitzis enough that they ever die. So the whole time he was a Reidif. Yeah.
It's possible that with the fire that he has in his hand, he can't kill the other, it's just enough to burn him, but if the fire were going to the dish, and would have been fire, that bad fire.
No, but hasn't it solved the problem? The problem still is that according to the Rashbi, he's simultaneous. So simultaneous means, and the Rashba's Teretz L'Chayre is that it's that he's a Reidif the whole time, because otherwise it's not simultaneous. So how is he a Reidif the whole time? So I'm not sure what you're saying.
He's trying to combine it with the Kaddish to make a bigger fire. Then the whole time he's not Chayvis.
Say like that. Okay, that's a lot to read into the Rashba. That's a lot to read into. He's using the Goddish to be Meitzis in the Eved, so he's making this big conflagration, and the Goddish, he's like drafting the Goddish to burn up the Eved. Well, that's say for the Kaddish also. Yeah, it's not mashmal the Rashba. He just says that he's Meitzis Begufa, that he was. He just says he asks that it's not simultaneous. The Misa of the Eved was first, and he says the Eved didn't die. That's all he says. The Eved didn't die. So as it is, we're reading a lot into those words. So I'm saying the Eved didn't die, meaning he kept after him because the Eved wasn't dead yet. Like in the Western, he kept shooting. The Eved wasn't dead yet. Or you want to read him. That's already a lot for the words of the Rashba to carry. But okay, I think you could still manage. But to read even more into the Rashba, that's already, I think, too much. Yeah?
I thought what Rabbi said before about the same passion we had by Yochanan fit very nicely also with this part, that by Holy Flamos. So now the Rashba is explaining what a Holy Flamos is, that he doesn't have this cube, he's his face there, until the Eved is actually dead. Right. So Kol HaZman that he's a Holy Flamos, that's what he says. He says, Shais v'shais chashvin le'rodev ad shemes ha'eved. Once it's mes ha'eved, then everything's over. Then you don't have a din of Holy Flamos anymore, now you don't have a din of simultaneous.
Yeah, I agree. The Rashba is going, they need simultaneously, you need Holy Flamos. Just a question from Mitzias, what does he need to come out to write it? Why not just say if he's being Meitzis the whole time in the Eved? I mean, we're still going, he's Meitzis the whole time in the Eved. So why not to say it's Mrs. Beistin? I'm not sure what you're
then doing. Then why would you not be high? Then the Chiyuv Mamun is something else. That's the Chiyuv Mamun of the Kiddush and the Kiddush.
They don't have to be Ma'aseh Echad, they just have to be simultaneous. That's the whole Rashba. Rashba's, they don't have to be Yahweh Ma'aseh Echad. He doesn't think Ma'aseh Echad helps even. He doesn't think Ma'aseh Echad is relevant. They just need to be at the same time. So why at the same time? the miso of the Eved was the miso was first. No, they were at the same time because the miso was because the Eved isn't dead yet. He slit the Eved first, but the Eved didn't die till later. So therefore, it's called that the miso is simultaneous with the Sreifas HaGodesh. So how? What? So I'm not sure
so
what you're
exactly the same thing as we said before, that coal's mount until the Eved is not dead.
Oh, that's what you said. Yeah, you're right, the Libet Eved, but I don't think you even need it. I mean, even without that lumbus. He's a Raidif the whole time. It is the whole time that he's going after the Eved, you could kill him. Every second that he's being made in the Eved, you're allowed to shoot him. So that means the whole time he has a Chiyav Misa. Chiyav Misa B'Pah. Shabbos tells us, what's the Metzius over here? What is this guy that you could shoot him the whole time that the Eved is so Chaim says, must be he didn't walk away, then how could you shoot him? Must be he's still at it being made in the Eved. So I'm not quite sure if the Pshat is the Eved would have died right away, but he's Makaribus Misosis, or the Pshat is no, the Eved wouldn't die right away, but he keeps going after the Eved and going after the Eved, and therefore he's called the Raidif the whole time. Okay, that's it for the Rashba and for the Chaim Ezer. So far we're still having Shia tomorrow, but we'll see. But I'm going to put the whole thing up. There's a lot here, so it's good for them to go over it, all the different steps. I don't think any particular steps are so complicated, but just a lot of problem over here. And I want to go on to Misa to Misa Lechad and Mama Lechad. That's the Taisus, and then we have to go on and go on.
I think he really asked him that he was it's the group for the whole time, and he was holding it in the whole time. Yeah, we could still say, I mean, he said the love.